So, Richard, this brilliant news that Harrogate is officially the happiest place to live in the UK. Just how are you feeling at the moment?
Well, happy. It's not just the happiest place to live in the country, it's the happiest place for the third year running. So I think that shows we have an extended period of happiness in Harrogate. It's just a great place to live.
I was going to say, when you look at Harrogate, I mean, I visit sometimes to go see the local football team, Harrogate Town, and there's so many landmarks there as well, the likes of Betty's Tea Room. And just for yourself, what really stands out for you?
It's not any one thing. It's just the general atmosphere, the beauty of the surroundings, the fact it's so close to the countryside. We have low unemployment, low retail vacancies in the town centre. We have, as you say, stunning landmarks. We also have international brands like Yorkshire Tea and Betty's and Taylor's and Harrogate Spring Water. There's so many things that combine to make Harrogate the happiest place to live in the country. It's difficult to pinpoint just the one.
So would you say it's a case, really, that Harrogate just has a little bit of everything which keeps everyone happy?
Oh, I think so. I mean, everywhere have their problems, and let's not minimise those. But overall, Harrogate's come out top again on this poll, and I think everyone that lives here just knows it's a super place to live.
And so looking forward, the aim must be then to keep it for the fourth year running.
Well, yes, and as a council, we will do our best to help with that. We'll keep the parks and gardens clean and tidy, and we'll make sure that litter is picked quickly if there's any dropped, and we will help the public take general pride in our town.
I was going to say as well with Harrogate, it really was a case that on a national basis gained more attention after the likes of the Grand Depart. Do you think that that's helped the town?
Undoubtedly. We were on TV screens all over the world, and we're getting used to holding some quite big events now. We have an international conference centre with business going up and up and up. We have our own bike festivals. So, it gave us a real boost. We've noticed that in the amount of people who are bringing their conferences and exhibitions and events to Harrogate.
And I was going to say as well, I know Harrogate's an area where a lot of tourists come to visit. Why do you think that is?
Well, we've won the Britain in Bloom competitions repeatedly. We've won the European in Bloom competition. We have a gold award for the best public park. We're certainly in the countryside with lots of interesting attractions there. There are so many things that would attract people to come to Harrogate. It's just no surprise that they do and they continue doing.